It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. And this is a special episode of the podcast focusing on one particular issue. And that is the conviction of a guy called Graham Carey of Dunsink Drive in Finglas, who has been convicted of hate crimes following a trial in the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. And this episode is getting reaction to that conviction. He had pleaded not guilty to two charges of acting in a way likely to stir up hatred contrary to the Prohibition of Incitement to Hatred Act 1989. He was arrested and charged following an investigation by the Garda's Special Detective Unit, and he had denied broadcasting on social media material likely to stir up hatred. In this episode of the podcast, you're going to be hearing some of the material that this individual posted online, directed against people like me and Jeremy and our guest on the programme, Therese Cahill, who's a comedian. I'll be talking to her in a couple of minutes. Now, Graham Carey was on the scene for a number of years, posting online, and we're going to talk through the whole story, but he was finally found guilty of incitement to hatred. He had defended himself during the course of the trial, which continued for a week, but he was found guilty by a jury a week ago, and he was remanded to appear in court again this week. So he's due to be sentenced shortly for that crime. Anyhow, we're going to look back at this particular person. We're going to talk about the sort of material that he was posting online up to and including the start of 2023. This started during the COVID years and ended up with a protest rally outside Finglas Garda Station, which was around the time that he was arrested. So one lady, you may have read a story about this particular lady in the Sunday World this week. She is a lady called Therese Cahill. And Graham Carey had falsely labelled Therese Cahill a paedophile and said she needed to be wiped off this fucking earth, is exactly what he said. And we're going to be playing that clip in a couple of minutes. Now, these threats against Therese are completely unrelated to what he was actually convicted of, even though Therese did bring this to an Garda Síochána. Jeremy's going to be joining me on the phone in just a moment. He's not in studio with us today. But Therese, let me start with you. You were a thorn in Graham Carey's side for a long time. What is your reaction to him actually being convicted?
Now, I don't mean to sound glib and make light of it, okay? But it's been, what are we now? He was arrested in 2023, February. And then, the judge who granted him bail or whatever, I don't know how it works, but you know what I'm saying, right? Part of his bail conditions were he had to stay away from IPAS centres, he had to stay off social media, and he had to just have, he couldn't have a smartphone, he had to have a button phone.
Okay? And he also had a curfew, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. I think it was 9 to 9, or I don't know exactly, but he did have a curfew. So, like, to me, that was a relief. Okay. Now, people at the time said to me when he was released on those conditions, they said, "Oh, you're not going to have any content." And I was like, delighted. Do you think I enjoy sitting through? Sometimes he'd go on for an hour and a half. And again, sometimes people think that because I use comedy as a way to highlight the rise of bigotry and hatred, okay? I use it as a way to get people to listen. A simple Google search will dispel most of the stuff that these people say, right? A simple Google search. I use comedy because it's a way of making people go, oh yeah, that is a stupid thing to think and it's a stupid attitude to have and blah, 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 right? So that's my way of combating. I used to do the protests. I used to go there in person. But being disabled, it is too dangerous for me now to be physically present at protests, because I can't get away if stuff happens. And I don't know if you remember a few years back, an activist called Izzy Kamikaze, she and a group of other anti-fascists were just standing watching a protest. And all of a sudden, a gang of these guys with masks, and of course they wouldn't wear them under COVID, swarmed them and attacked them and beat her over the head. Yes, he was convicted and he got a couple of years, but she could have been killed. They could have been killed, you know? So it's too dangerous for me, because it was not just me. I'd have to have someone with me. So I do it online because it's got a farther reach. You can achieve so much. I use filters. I can impersonate the people. And I haven't just done Graham. I've done...
No, I was about to say that. So anybody who follows you will see over the years...
Oh, over the years.
You have called out some... I suppose the best way to describe them is right-wing agitators. People like Gemma O'Doherty, D-Wall.
I used to call her Blemma O'Blaherty.
Right, okay.
That was my character.
So your thing has been calling out people who would be described as right wing, and this goes back as far as COVID and
before COVID, and vaccines
and everything else. So, Graham Kerry, from what I can recall, and in fact, I have Jeremy on the other line. We'll talk about what he did on you in a second. Mm-hmm. But Jeremy, our first interaction with Graham Kerry was back when we were still working in 98FM.
I'll tell you the exact moment and the exact event, because I remember it clearly. Yes, we were doing the daytime show on 98FM, and it was in the height of lockdown at the time. So the way I see that the whole Graham Kerry thing is, there's two different stages of Graham Kerryism, to put a phrase on it. The first was his first obsession, where we came in contact with him, was during COVID and the lockdowns and the jabs and all that. And that was the first thing. And then when that all went away, it moved on to immigration. So let's deal with the first thing, which was COVID lockdowns. And I think that's when a lot of these people basically ended up getting social media followers because of that, because they were speaking out against things. And the first story that we got, because I'd never heard of this man before that, was a video that was recorded on the Lewis. And it was of him and a couple of his cronies basically slagging off people who were wearing face masks on the Lewis at the time. So this was in lockdown. This is when they were sort of easing things back up and you had to wear a face mask on the Lewis. And we ended up doing a topic that day on that video where people were being verbally abused and made fun of for wearing face masks on the Lewis. And his name popped up at that stage. And that was the first of many dealings we had at him, because, of course, he then saw us. And we will later on in the podcast, we'll obviously be playing audio of stuff that we both received. And that's when we came under his microscope, that he thought that we were, and here we're still hearing this to this day, that we're part of the government, we're government shills, we get handouts, we get brown envelopes, we got paid to push the vaccine, so on and so forth. So that was the first of a string of incidents that we had with this man.
So that was in November 2020 when the anti-maskers took to the Lewis. So that was our first interaction with him. But he became increasingly annoyed with us. And Therese, I'm going to come to you in a second about what he did on you. But he became increasingly annoyed with us.
He did. And, you know, then when COVID and the whole vaccine sort of died down, then the immigration thing came back up again. Well, we have a string of videos which we're going to play the audio of before the end of this podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to play the first one now, because it's related to COVID and it's related to the vaccines. And in this clip, you will hear Graham Kerry basically calling us out for promoting the vaccine. That was what he was arguing. But wait till you hear what he actually says about me, which in hindsight, I probably should have sued him for, because it's completely and utterly slanderous what he says about me. But have a listen to this clip here.
Asian Kennedy should be doing this to you now. He should be on his social media telling news about the dangers of the jab. Why isn't he doing that? Why isn't he doing it? Why isn't Jeremy Dixon doing it? Why isn't all the heads in RTE not telling you the truth? Because they're all getting books for not telling you. They're getting paid to aid Big Pharma to kill people is what I'm getting. Imagine that was how you earned a living. Imagine spending that money, eating with that money, going on holidays with that money, buying your shopping with that money, drinking with that money. And in Adrian's case, whacking the fucking schnockter up his nose with that money. Because Adrian Kennedy is a cokehead. I'm not one for fucking telling tales, but that man is a fucking cocaine addict. He's very good at hiding it. Oh, you don't do that. Well, what was Jerry Ryan into? Nobody thought of him.
As I said, in hindsight, I probably should have sued Kerry for that video. But
Adrian, I remember the day that he posted that video and I sent it to you and I said, get on to your solicitor. That is defamation. I mean, I know you over 30 years. I've never even seen you do as much as a joint, let alone cocaine.
No, and just to be clear, I have never taken cocaine in my life. I am not a cocaine addict. And I should have probably sued him over that. But that was the sort of vitriol that we got from this guy. He also asked to meet us in a car park in Finglas one day after our podcast. So,
that's like KFC, yeah, I remember well. Yeah,
that's,
car park,
yeah. That's exactly right. But that was... during COVID, and during that time, Therese, you were obviously you were calling out many of the videos that he was putting up well.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I was trying to use science as well, and that's what I do, and I do that as the nun. And I don't know if I ever explained to you about the nun why I use that filter. Some people still ask me why. And she is a character I created. And her name is Sister Stop Talking Shite. Okay. So she came about when COVID started. And my philosophy was, because one of the things you'll notice with all of these people was they were hyper religious, not Catholic. And I'm not bashing any religion, but it was all like Christ and this and so forth. And you're going, where's this coming from? So if you believe in your God, okay, then you know that he is watching everything you say and do, and he knows you're lying. So stop lying, stop talking shite, and put a mask on. And that's where it came from. And so I started, well, I won't say targeting, but I'm focusing on anyone who was spreading misinformation and hatred.
As Jeremy was saying, the first time we came in contact with this guy, Graham Carey, was when they did a video. He did a video on the Lewis calling out people for wearing masks.
Yes.
So you were constantly calling out people like him, and you were you were an absolute thorn in not just his side, but in
many people's side.
In their side. Okay.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
Jeremy, if we take the conversation past COVID, that same group of people like Kerry, who were anti-everything to do with COVID, anti-masks, anti-lockdown, anti-everything, then decided to change tack and they started focusing on immigration then.
Well, as well, what I just found, and I've looked through a lot of the videos that he has that he's posted since, like, we're talking going back 8 years, I suppose, now at this stage. And I don't know if Trey's noticed this, and I'm sure the listeners to our podcast noticed this as well. The videos he was doing, he was recording a lot of the videos while he was driving an 18 wheel articulated truck. And I was like, first of all, that is dangerous as fuck, driving an 18 wheeler. Mm-hmm. He was screaming demented down some of the videos. You'd see some of the videos. And in fact, that one, Adrian, I think you played where he said, "You're a cokehead." That was while he was driving either his truck or his car. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. But they became, I found that the videos, as time went on, they became more and more less coherent. There was blabbering on about this and that, the second coming of Christ, all this sort of stuff, the mark of the beast, all this kind of crap. And they were just getting, and you know, he asked to come on our show and our podcast many times, and we just couldn't have him on because it was absolute nonsense that he was coming out with. And I see, actually, guys, in the last 48 hours, the usual heads are on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, going on about free speech is dead and how dare he be found guilty of this, and oh, this is the end of free speech and he said nothing wrong. And I mean, that's true. That's why we wanted to have you on, because I don't think people fully understand. People think they're free. And myself and Adrian, by the way, for years have been advocates for free speech because of the type of radio shows we've done and podcasts. You know, if we didn't have free speech, we wouldn't be allowed to operate. Well, I think there's a blur with a lot of people who think that free speech is absolute. And I see people defending Kerry today on Twitter saying he was just using his right to free speech. And It's very hard to get into their heads. The difference between free speech,
hate speech.
Well, there's no such thing as free speech. Every bit of free speech has consequences. You cannot you can't go into a suit. I cannot go into Dundrum Town Centre today and joke, bomb, bomb, bomb. That's me exercising my free speech, but it's also going to create a panic. And it's, you know, you can get. So it's trying to explain to people that free speech is not absolute. In no country is it absolute. And I replied to one of the people there earlier on Twitter who was giving out about poor Graham. Poor Graham's a victim because he was just using his free speech. And my reply to that person was, if I were to go onto my Facebook page, we have nearly 250,000 followers on our Facebook page, and I was to say his name is George. I say, George such and such is a paedophile. He abuses children. That's exercising my right to free speech. Would you want to sue me if I said that? Yeah. And he couldn't even answer.
And you're dead right. And in fact, that leads nicely into one of the clips directed at you, Therese, we were talking about immigration, and the rhetoric that was coming out of Kerry was, they're all rapists, they're all being brought into the country to rape your family, to rape your wife, and so on. Let's have a listen to one of the clips from Kerry directed at you about abuse. Just have a listen to this.
Sad little life you live all the same. Do you abuse children yourself? Do you abuse them yourself? I'd imagine you do. I'd imagine you do, because you're the epitome of a freak that abuses children. You know? But I'm here to protect them, because they're all God's little ones. They don't belong to you. They don't belong to the state. They don't even belong to their mothers and fathers. God is their father, and they're his little ones. And I'm here to expose you people, at the very least, for what you are. Dorky, child abusing, paedophile scum that need to be wiped off this fucking earth.
Now, that was directed at you, Therese.
Yes, because that was a DM.
That was a message sent directly to you, accusing you of abusing children. How did you react to getting a message like that?
Horror. Absolute horror. And also in the DMs, he sent me 7 at the same time. And when it first arrived, so this was June 2022, and I was sitting in my room, and I was on Messenger, and I see Graham Kerry wants to send you a message. And I'm like, what the hold on. So immediately I hit screen record, because I don't trust someone like him not to delete, send me something and then delete, right? And so I screen recorded it, because I was like, this is going to be mental. And what followed was about 7 messages. That was probably the third one. They're all about a minute long, where he said, oh, I'm out in Bray. I do be out in Bray. I've loads of friends in Bray. I've loads of people that love me. Maybe they'll meet you in the street. He went through the full gamut. He was saying, no, you'll stop doing those videos about me. But then later on, he said, oh, but keep doing the videos. I love them. I do be buzzing off them. And I forgive you. Even though he called me a paedophile and that I should be wiped off the face of the earth.
And in fact, let's just move on to that clip. Because this was a video where he will claim that he was only saying, I don't want these foreigners that are being imported into the country to rape you. But here's the way he phrased it. Have a listen to this.
They're goons to do videos about me. And look who's up on the fucking menu for rape. All those people as well. That's who's on the menu for rape, because these motherfuckers ain't gonna discriminate. They're not gonna discriminate who they rape. Therese Cahill's in a wheelchair. She'd be easy fucking pickings for these cunts. I don't want that to happen to you. The last thing I want to hear is that fucking happening to you, no matter what you said about me. The fucking last thing I want to hear is that happening to anybody.
And again, Therese, when you heard that on your video, you said you've thought far too long and hard about this.
Yeah, far too long. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of glad I've got my candles on here and my sanctuary, because over the last couple of days, ever since he was convicted, right, I have had to re-immerse myself in this horrible world of his that he's created. And listening back to it now, I've listened to that so many times over the last week, and it hits you. It hits you just how vile it is. The way he says, I mean, rape is a horrible word. It's a horrible act. But it's the way he says it with like, there's a grr in it, a threat, a menace. And you just think, mate, all I did was take the piss out of you, right? Just ignore me. If I don't matter, if I'm irrelevant, if you don't agree with me, fine. Ignore me, okay? Grow up, basically. But no, he is completely... I'm not a psychiatrist, but he's not a nice person at all. And it's very chilling that somebody puts that level of hatred. And I can only imagine, like, you know, when you hear of somebody who has stalked their ex and has threatened them and stuff like that, it kind of feels that, no, there's never been that romantic between us. Let me just state that for the record. But it kind of feels like that, you know, listening to it again and knowing that this person is thinking about you and imagining one of the worst things in the world happening to you. And similarly, by accusing me of being a paedophile, right? Let's put it this way. In my opinion, okay, the two worst crimes you can commit, in my opinion, is paedophilia, which is rape of a child or abuse of a child, or rape, okay? There are certain murders, I'm not endorsing murder, but in mitigating circumstances, like self-defense or whatever, right? Not a murderer might not be necessarily run out of the town, but a paedophile will be. A paedophile will have their windows smashed in. And I'm not saying that they should be welcomed with a red carpet, but if you accuse somebody and you get your followers, just like Jeremy says, you have how many million followers you have? And if you said, oh, this person, George, I think was the example, he's a paedophile. And some people could listen to that and go, smash their windows in. I'm gonna burn their car over. I'm gonna get drive them out of the area.
When you got that, man, this is my first time hearing that particular message. And we will play more messages that were directed to us as well before the end of this. When you received that message, did you go to the guards? Was there a question that you were going to go to them? Because I remember the time that he accused Adrian of being a coke addict. And my first thing to Adrian was, and I know he regrets it now, but I was pushing and pushing Adrian that day, get on to your solicitor. That is classic defamation of character, that he's saying that you're a coke addict. And Adrian didn't, for whatever reason. He just said, let him be, just ignore him. Did you go to the guards over that?
I did. Now, before I answer, I do want to make it clear, I don't have beef with the guards over this, right? I am aware that if the courts and the Gardaí and the DPP, well, it's not the Gardaí so much, but the DPP, if they were to take cases for every threatening call or video or whatever, I think the courts would be running 24 hours a day, okay? But all I wanted was, you know, maybe pop out to his house, maybe ring the Gardaí station near where he is, just say, will you have a word with him? Say, look, you can't be messaging this woman, you can't be making these threats, you know, you're warned, okay? You're just a caution, okay? That's all I wanted. I didn't want to necessarily bring charge. I didn't think I could anyway. And all I was told was, and I went both the time he sent the DMs, which was June 2022, and then I think the other one was probably closer to Christmas. It was winter time anyway. I don't remember exactly the date. He was arrested in 2023, February, so it was before that. Anyway, and both times I was told, look, just stay off social media. And I explained to them, I can't. It's, even though I don't get paid for my activism work, I do that because it's my own personal beliefs, okay? But I am a comedian. And as a disabled comedian, getting to gigs is a problem. So keeping my profile up online by doing comedy videos as well as, not political, but anti-fascist videos, right? So I it's all comedy, but now I will stipulate, when I do comedy shows, I don't do any of the anti-fascist stuff because it doesn't work on stage. Mm. There's too much,
Was the Garda response to you contacting about this, you should get off social media? So more or less victim blaming
just
and
avoid.
Saying, if you, you see, that, that's
avoid.
Not the way social, that's not the way social media works, unfortunately. Because at that stage, he had ramped up so much that the videos were, and I mean, there's another video we'll obviously talk about in a while about Dublin Airport where I reported a video that he recorded saying about going into Dublin Airport with a backpack. And again, as the videos went on, as time went on, the videos became more and more unhinged. They really did. To the point that, like, at one stage, he was calling for people to bring it to their doors. Remember the Bring It to Their Doors campaign? And on the list of people whose doors they were to march on, myself and Adrian were both mentioned. And that's very, when you have kids in your house and a wife in and there's a possibility. Now we didn't know whether they, well, in fact, in one of the videos he did say, I can find out where you guys live. And that is, I remember having to say to my wife that day when I went home, I said, listen, I don't want you to worry about this, but there's a possibility that someone who doesn't like us very much is going to march outside our doors. And in fact, what I did was I got my Karcher power washer ready at the door.
Yeah.
I was going to wash them. I was literally going to high power them away. But all joking aside, it is very, you know, because
it's intimidating.
And the more interaction you got and the more followers these people get, I'm not just talking about Kerry, I'm talking about all these right-wing agitators, the more interaction they get, they seem to get off on it and they think that they're more important and they actually have an influence over people.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I want to bring the story of this guy on a little bit further. In February 2023, Kerry was arrested after threatening that protesters were going to go through Finglas Garda Station at an anti-immigration protest that day. Mm-hmm. And this followed in the wake of an unproven rumour that a foreign national had raped a woman in Finglas. It turned out that there was a sexual assault, but the assailant was actually Irish. He wasn't a refugee or a black man or anything of the sort. But anyway, the local people were whipped up into a frenzy to the point that protests were held outside Finglas Garda Station.
That's right.
And Graeme Kerry at that time threatened online that protesters were going to go through Finglas Garda Station. And that ultimately led to his arrest. And that ultimately led to the conviction last week. It's taken 3 years for that whole process. Yep. Let me just play a clip of him at that time where he's basically getting supporters to come to the protest.
So look, Wednesday, 8 o'clock, Kappa Hospital, gather at the gate. Bring horses, bikes, fucking bring your culture with you. Where bring your hole and your slitter and your fucking, you know, your helmets and your fucking ball and whatever. Bring your fucking, bring whatever. Bring your tricolour. I'm not asking you to bring banners and shit, because it's not a protest that's going to happen. It's a day of fucking action. I don't know what you're going to bring. Bring whatever the fuck you feel you need to bring to defend yourself. Go get a gun licence. Get your gun licence. Get a shotgun. You know? Have them two barrels lined up at your door in case one of them cunts knock at your door to come in and rape you. And take the door and his fucking head clean off with it.
Now, that was horrific. Sinister, to say the least.
Yes.
And it was ultimately as a result of, I'm not sure if it was specifically that video, but the call at the time for the people were going to go through Finglas Garda station. That ultimately is what led to his arrest. And I remember at the time, Jeremy, with that video, Bring Your Guns, both of us being absolutely horrified.
That was just, it was a new level we'd moved on to at that stage, wasn't it? Because that was literally what's called a call to arms. And again, just for people listening to this who may be confused, and again, if they're swinging the free speech flag at us, you cannot incite violence or hatred. Free speech does not cover incitement to hatred or violence. So if I, on this podcast now, right now, if I were to say, if I were to dox Adrian Kennedy and give out his address and go, call at Adrian's house now and bring your baseball bat, smash in his windows. That is incitement to hatred.
Yeah.
And so is making statements like refugees are here to rape women and children. That is completely untrue, and that is literally the definition of incitement to hatred.
Yeah. And do you know when they were, I don't know where the hate speech legislation landed. I don't know where that is. Right? Has that been abandoned? I don't know. I was following it for a while. But the amount of them, the amount of barroom lawyers, I swear, online is unbelievable. And they're there saying, we already have legislation. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't follow that anyway. So, you know, what are you talking about? Do you know, Jeremy, what you're saying about the power wash, right? And I know you're being glib about it, right? But, because I remember when Paul Morphy and his wife only had a little baby, and like, the poor woman was under siege in her at the house because they were outside the house, you know. But when he was encouraging people to come to me, and he had said online, "Oh, you can find anyone's address." Now he said about another activist that I know. He said, and I have the video where he said, "I can have you followed home. I can get girls to follow you home." You know, and that kind of thing. Like he very menacing. He sets people on you. Now that could be all talk, but you don't know. You don't know how much power.
And that's exactly the point that that Jeremy is making.
Exactly, and that's why we ended up getting the Ring camera for our house because of the threats.
That is the hypocrisy. That is the hypocrisy of a lot of these far right agitators. Is that they claim to march for women and children, protect our women and children. And the vast majority don't give a shit about women and children, because when crimes are committed against women and children by Irish people, there's not a word out of them. So, you know, for him on one hand to say, I want to protect Irish women and children, and then on the other hand to send you a message saying, I'm going to have you followed home, it's a complete contradiction in terms.
And they contradict themselves all the time. As I say, if you take the Health Amendment Act that was rushed in back in 2020, okay, I think it was the amendment of the 43 Act, whatever it was, right? And the exemption was put in there for people who could not wear masks, okay? And they all glommed onto that. But then they kept saying, but it's not a law. And I go, okay, which is it? It's a law or it's not a law? You know, it's the same. They mock me constantly. I've been called a cripple. I've been called a gimp. I've been called every kind of tard. I hate that word so much. I've been called everything. Crazy legs is actually kind of a funny one. I've been called no legs. I have legs. They just, one of them doesn't work properly, right? And I've been mocked for my disability. And then in the same breath, the same person will go, but she's faking it. She's not really disabled. Yeah, so I'm Schrodinger's disabled person. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to just play one more clip. Kerry back in 2023 was making claims that refugees were here to rape women and children, but he also accused a load of people of being complicit in importing these rapists into the country. Have a listen to this video where he names a string of different politicians, but I've bleeped out their names for obvious reasons. Have a listen to this.
I'm not fucking around anymore. This is our life now. All I'm getting, because I'm trying to expose rapists on Facebook, is getting banned from Facebook. So Facebook are promoting rape. Facebook wants your children raped just like wants them raped. Just like wants them raped. Wants your children and your missus raped. So does fucking so does the whole lot of them in that party. Everyone in Sinn Féin is a fucking traitor. Anyone supporting Sinn Féin out there, you're being marked. And if you keep supporting them, that means you want your own children raped. You hear me, dear? Can you hear me, dear? I hope your kids are sitting there beside you, Mr. Big Sinn Féin supporter, because you are bringing in fucking rapists from all over the fucking world to possibly rape your own fucking children because you have your head stuck up Mary Lou's arse. That's what's fucking wrong.
And again, this goes back to what we were saying about making allegations about people. I have had to beep out the names of the politicians mentioned in that clip for obvious reasons. Yeah. Because you, he's accusing all of these people of being complicit in importing rapists into the country to rape your wives and your children, which is so unhinged. It's scary.
It's the thought he put into that. That's a dangerous person, you know, because you're kind of thinking, if I was in your presence, would I be like, how safe would I be? You know, and you can try and reason with, well, you can try to reason with someone like that, but they're beyond reason. When somebody can put that level of thought and malice into something, there's some things you just don't want to say. Okay. Not even in retaliation, you don't want to say certain things, right? But this guy, and he's not alone in it. Like, I've had people, mocking me about, oh, look, I'm going for a run, ha, 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 that kind of shit, you know. And, oh, here's something for you, Trez, and it's a noose, you know, go hang yourself, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm a big woman, I'm an older person, but it still hurts, you know, when people are like that willing to say, go and kill yourself. Not explicitly, but I hope you kill yourself kind of thing. And you're going, what have I done? I've even had a woman threaten to, she says, I'd love to run into her. I've been told I have a mean uppercut by my brother and I'd love to run. And I'm like, you want to punch me? What have I done on you? Like, what? Because I don't agree with your viewpoints. You want to punch me when I'm in a wheelchair?
There's probably people listening. Well, no, there will be people listening to this podcast who are friends with him. I mean, we've had messages over the years saying he's a lovely fella. We only know what we've seen on social media and our interactions with him. What would you say to, if he happens to hear this podcast, what would you say to him?
It's your own fault, mate. Back when the last time he lost his job, right, because a lot of people reported him for, I can't remember what it was, but he did a video where he was giving out about, he's like, I got sacked in my job. And then in the same video, he said he was called in by the management. The management said to him, okay, look, stop the videos, shut down your socials, and you can keep your job or else you're gone. And he chose,
and he wasn't.
You're gone. And he wouldn't. So everything that's happened to him is because of his own actions. And what you were saying about free speech, yes, I know what you're saying. And it doesn't mean that you're not accountable for what you say, okay? So in the same way that if you, it's legal, it's different. But if I was working, now I haven't been able to work a day job in years because of my disability, but there's a certain code of practice that you have to have in the workplace. And people are protected under workplace legislation that you can't make somebody feel intimidated, all that kind of stuff, right? Dignity at work and that kind of thing. And so if I went into work and was glaring at somebody or workmate that I didn't like, HR is going to call me in. That is my fault. It's not the person I'm glaring at's fault. It's not HR's fault. It's my fault. So if you are listening, Graham Carey, take time to reflect, because having that conviction on your record is not going to help you in any way in life. It's not, and I know he probably won't listen to me because he's too far gone, is my opinion. But if there is any part of you that has a bit of sense, realize that these people that you've gotten in with, they're using you. They're using you because you are volatile and you will kick off, okay?
Yeah.
Sit back and realize, how is this going to benefit my life? Going forward, he's only 42. He still could get married, have kids. He could still, go on and have a peaceful, successful, happy life. stop the hate.
Yeah, we've seen so many people go down that rabbit hole and not come up from it. And I mean, if you, when I saw it, we haven't played the audio of it yet. The, when he did the video of the Dublin airport thing, I was like, what is that man thinking?
Well, stay there for 1 second because I'll play the audio from that video in just a second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
This was a video that Kerry, this is around about that same time of the protests in Finglas, or the lead up to that period of time.
So I could do it myself. One man could do it. How would you do that, Graham? How would you take over the airport? That's for me to know, and you motherfuckers to probably find out someday. But I'm telling you, I can do it on my own. On my own, with a rucksack. Alright? You know what I'm on about? On your own, with a rucksack. Now, if you're clever, you know what I'm on about. If you're not clever, well, then it's not for you. And just let it pass you, boy. There's people out there who know what I'm on about.
Alright, so that, Jeremy, you saw that video. And you thought, what the absolute fuck is going on here, basically?
I actually saw the video. It was on Twitter the first time I saw it. And I reported it to the DAA and to the Gardaí. I tagged them in it on Twitter. I got dogs abuse over that as well. But that was a direct threat to take over Dublin Airport. And I just thought to myself, this cannot go on. You cannot go on social. Like, what's next? What would be next? What would, if he hadn't been arrested, what sort of videos would be put up now? He was literally like a dog off a leash, where he was not abiding by the laws of the land. You know, we have laws on these things. We have laws on defamation. We have laws on libel. We have laws on making threats against people. But it's not just him. People seem to think that you can say things on social media, you can say whatever on social media with impunity. And I've always said, guys, I've always said this, and I say this regularly on the podcast, if people said half the shit to your face as they do to you on social media, it'd be like the purge out there. People would literally kill each other on a daily basis. It literally, like, we get, up until even yesterday, we were getting horrible comments online. We did about Ballymun. And
right.
I know, I'd say we can count on one hand the occasions where people have actually come up to our face and said some of the shit that they've said online. They just don't do it. But there's this kind of thing, this belief that social media, anything goes, and that you can to do a video on your social media account saying that you want to bring a rucksack out to Dublin Airport, and that's going to be fine and dandy, and that the police aren't going to investigate that. Like, his day was bound to come at some stage.
Okay, let me ask you, Jeremy, your reaction to hearing that Kerry has been found guilty of charges in relation to incitement to hatred under the Incitement to Hatred Act. It's taken a couple of years for it to work its way through the courts, but he has finally been found guilty on two charges by a jury. When you think back at everything that we watched from Kerry over that 3 or 4 year period, during COVID, after COVID, the messages he sent to us, the threats he made against us, the accusing me of being a cokehead, all of that shite that went on for a number of years. What do you think about him finally being convicted?
It's a very simple answer. Very simple answer. Play silly games, win silly prizes.
And Therese, your reaction?
I almost felt, even though, as I've said this many times, it was none of those charges were to do with me, I felt vindicated. I was like, I mean, I knew anyway, he was not a nice person to deal with, right? Even remotely. But I thought, proof. If you are capable of being convicted, right, this is big boys' world here now. Shit's gotten serious. If you're in court and the judge is standing there and you're being convicted, and there's you have gone too far. And I just went, lovely, because that's proof. Because I did share these messages that he sent me before. But, you know, people would say, a lot of people did say to me, go to the guards, but we've covered that already. But people are like, oh, just ignore him. He's just a little dweeb. And I'm like, no, you can't ignore people like that. They can't be allowed. And it sends a message. Mm.
Yeah, the worm is turning. I mean, the worm is turning. If you look at the case last year with Paul Nolan, who became the first person to be jailed over, and you know, he's another activist over posting videos outside asylum seeker centre. People are slowly going to the fact that you cannot do whatever you want. Social media is not the Wild West. You're not walking around like a sheriff with a gun with impunity, that there are rules and laws that follow on social media. And as I said, that case of Paul Nolan last year was another classic example, that he was videoing minors outside an iPass centre and posting them on social media. That shit is going to have to stop, guys. You are going to have to abide by the laws that everybody else has to abide by, or you're going to end up in a 6x4 cell. That's the way it's going to work.
All right, Jeremy, thank you very much indeed. And Therese Cahill, thank you for talking to us on this special episode of Opinions Matter. And Graham Kerry is to be sentenced this Friday after being found guilty in court last week. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and share this podcast onto your own social media platforms if you want to. I'm Adrian. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one. This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes, because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world, from global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.